Well, life is like a battle. We battle externally with the modes of nature. The hard struggle for existence, and that battle can be quite wearying and worrying, and even for devotees who are engaged in the practice of japa, the trials and tribulations of daily life can enter their consciousness while they're chanting. I mean, in principle, every time we chant japa, we should be on a retreat. We should retreat completely from, our daily affairs and absorb ourselves in the attempt to chant with attention and develop our relationship with Krishna, who is the holy name. But the retreat here is a more expanded version of what our daily japa is meant to be. So that we really have no other activity here. This is our service. This is our service here. To try to chant the holy name with attention, to hear about the holy name, about Krishna, our relationship with Krishna, how to develop our relationship with Krishna. Ultimately, how to develop our love for Him. And we're sort of like shell-shocked from this battle. It's like, it's like even if we're not on the front lines, we keep hearing the bombs exploding and the artillery being fired. So we need to retreat from that battlefield and as far as possible turn off our cell phones and keep them off, turn off our computers if we happen to have brought them, and really occupy every moment with this effort to deepen our relationship with the holy name, with Krishna. Recently, I spoke with one of our god sisters who had attended the japa retreats in Delphi, and she was saying that the retreat wasn't really all that relaxing. And I said, yeah, I know what you mean. I think it was more like a battlefield. So although we're retreating from the external battlefield, we may find that we are entering an internal battlefield in which we are battling to give up our false ego and allow our mind to land on the holy name and stay there. As Ravindra Swarup Prabhu says, that this encounter takes place in a simplified arena. There's just you, the holy name, and your mind. And it's good that the arena is simplified, you know. Otherwise, there's so many other elements to contend with. But here, there's only three. And it can be quite surprising and frightening what a formidable enemy the mind can be. But we shouldn't be surprised, because the Bhagavad Gita also tells us that the mind can be your best friend or your worst enemy. And as Srila Prabhupada says, that the mind is not inherently a friend or an enemy, but it is considered a friend or an enemy according to its behavior. If it cooperates with you, helps you in your effort to hear the holy name, which is the crucial element in clearing one of the other offenses, then the mind is your friend. And if it's wandering, running here and there, in opposition to your conscious effort to chant, it's acting as your enemy. But inherently, it's not your friend or your enemy. It's a matter of how it behaves. And in that, as Srila Prabhupada said, and Mother Archana-Siddhi quoted in the retreat at New Vrindavan, the mind is like a child. And you know, how do you deal with a child, to discipline the child? And it was one of those interactive exercises in which devotees came up with many points in relation to children, and almost every single one applied to how we deal with the mind. So, welcome to this lovely retreat. And you know, the effort itself is, in a sense, our victory. Just the effort itself. Srila Prabhupada said something that really struck me, and it's very applicable here. He said, your qualification is, I give you an instruction and you try to follow it. When I first heard the beginning of the sense of the qualification is, I give you an instruction and you follow it. But no. Your qualification is, I give you an instruction and you try to follow it. Because that's really all we can do. We can just make our best effort and, you know, depend on the mercy of the Lord. And also, Prabhupada said in relation to chanting, practice makes perfect. You know, if we practice, we will eventually become perfect. It won't happen all of a sudden. But we will make progress. We will feel reciprocation from the holy name. And the experience here should give us some experience that we can take with us after we leave the retreat, so that we can try to have a retreat, a genuine retreat, every day when we chant our japa. And that will really be effective in bringing us closer to Krishna. And when the time comes, we may meet again for another extended retreat. Hare Krishna.